for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
For Suzuki Marine, Geelong Marine World, rather, powered by Suzuki Marine. We're going to head inside the Grovedale camp now. Daniel Fraser has been good enough to join us, and he's standing alongside Chris Nichols.
Daniel, it's always got to be a loser, but I thought for large parts of the game you're in control today.
Yeah, we just we didn't maximise when we had that momentum. Just thought a few times we let them off the hook. There was a couple of real crucial fumbles in the third quarter when we were out. In the second quarter when we were out. And that's ended up being pretty costly at the end of the day. So, yeah, we just did maximise our chances. And when they did, they got hold of us, especially in that last quarter. And in all honesty, the better team won on the day.
Well, so, in the end, what was the message to the players? You know, did you have a brief chat to them, or was it... Because, you know, you're zipping too, but you need to get some positives out of today.
Yeah, no, there's a function back at the club tonight, so we've just spoke about sticking fat as a group. And, you know, we just said make sure you go away and have a think about what you can do to make our team better. So, you know, don't look at what the big picture. Just go away and have 3 days to have a think about what you can do to make our footy club better and make your game better. So just sort of made it more of an individual focus and bring something back to the plate on at training on Tuesday.
Thanks for joining us, Fraze. Was that a goal that Dale Kerr kicked on the three-quarter time siren as you saw it?
Oh, I thought it was through. So, but look, I haven't actually asked Kerr yet, but yeah, I did think it was a goal from where I was, but I am at the other end of the ground and I might be a little bit biased too, Kingy. But I did think it was a goal, yes.
Yeah, and with that, the boys start to celebrate and then there's the deflation that comes with it. Does that factor into how they come to the huddle and then their mindset?
Oh, it certainly does. I would have thought, you know, they're up and about, you're up by 15 points. You can still kick goals into the breeze here. So, yeah, no, I'd say it's had a little bit of an impact, not enough to turn the result of the game, but it's certainly probably stopped that little bit of momentum that we had, that we finished well in that that third quarter.
Similar question I asked Greg Mellor, but you're on the other side of it. They've picked up 4 points that you now don't have, and you're going to be in a fight for a finals berth with clubs like Geelong West, Newtown, Leopold, potentially North Shore, who are very competitive against St Joseph today. Joey's one of those clubs. Do you look at it like that and go, gee, that's four, we've got to find somewhere else?
Oh, look, just take it week by week. And look, at the end of the day, the teams that make the five, I think there's going to be a bit of a log jam from sort of 3 to 9. So if you beat those teams in that area, you're probably going to make finals. Yeah, look, it makes it a little bit harder. But look, you know, I think 3 years ago, I think St Mary's were zipping five, weren't they? And they made finals from fifth. So there's still 16 games to go and they're all worth the same value as the first two. So, you know, if you win the next 16, you're probably playing finals. So, you know, that's, you know, I'm not trying to be facetious there, but they're all worth 4 points. So, you know, didn't go our way today, but there's still 16 games to go in the season. So there's still plenty of opportunity for us to bounce back.
For Geelong Marine World, speaking with Grovedale coach Daniel Fraser. Geelong Marine World powered by Suzuki Marine. He's Matthew Kershaw.
Fraser, commiserations, mate. I know it's hard speaking to the media after a loss, but kudos to you for that. Mate, 2 weeks in a row, you've kicked 9 goals, but I feel you're getting plenty of ball inside forward 50. Do you think you're missing that target, like a Gillett? Well, I know you can't replace a Gillett, but do you think you're just missing that one extra that can bring it to ground and help out the Schaefers and those type of players around the pill?
Yeah, definitely. And that's part of the reason we moved Baker forward in that third quarter. Sort of give Cam a bit of support there and look like it was kind of pay off. He got that early one in the third and which sort of go with a bigger target down there. But, you know, Bakes was probably, in my opinion, he's probably our best player at all. Half time, I thought he'd repelled everything. So, you know, you got to rob Peter to pay Paul, but, you know, we were kicking with a bit of a breeze and he was in good nick, so we sent him forward. Looked like it was going to work early. But, yeah, that's a pretty fair call, I would have thought, Kirsch.
How did you think the midfield head-to-head went with the your midfield versus their midfield?
I reckon they got us around stoppage, so yeah. I haven't seen the stats after the game, but, yeah, I reckon they've probably got us there, I would have thought. I think they've probably won that midfield battle today.
And, mate, just a query, Harvey not injured during the game or just he just spent a lot of time up forward, particularly in that second quarter at the start?
Yeah, no, that's just part of a rotation okay. there. So, no injuries that I'm aware of.
It's a long rotation, Fraser, at 13 minutes.
Maybe couldn't push in there, so...
if I was Harvey, I'm sure he'd be able to get in there.
Fraser, really appreciate your time. Always good to catch up and talk with you. Disappointing to be 0-2, but Lara is your opponent when you face them in the Spirit of Anzac game on April 24. How's the break look for your boys? What do you do with them over the next fortnight?
We'll train normally, so Tuesday, Thursday both weeks, and then roll into the Sunday twilight against Lara. And you know, look, the good thing is, you know, we're zipping two, but we've got two weeks to go away and work on a few things. So it probably comes at a good time for us. We can go back to basics and have a couple, you know, have four really good training sessions and then see if we can turn things around. So it's probably come at a good time.
Well, we wish you the best of luck in that clash against the Cats in a couple of weeks' time. Appreciate your time as always. Thanks for your support of Carrick Footy.
No worries, guys. Thanks.
Daniel Fraser.
Daniel Fraser joining us there. Thanks to Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, Port Arlington Road in Moorlap. And the showroom, it is massive there on Port Road at Moorlap. Go and check it out if you're in the market for a boat, and the team there will help you out very, very much. Check out geelongmarineworld.com.au.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, the post-game interview.